The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is a short one, and I think the thoughts will be short. We'll find out. From Marcus Aurelius, Book 5, Chapter 2. How easy it is to drive away or obliterate from one's mind every impression which is troublesome or alien, and then to be immediately in perfect calm. When I read that, my reaction was, yeah, right. I mean, it's easy. Like, first of all, let's just get clear what he means here. When he says every impression, what he means is, again, in Stoicism, impressions refer to the distorted imagination-based reactions we have to what befalls us, usually influenced by our desires, our fantasies, our fears, our anxieties. And these are the things that are the sources of all of our trouble, is the fact that we get caught up in these inaccurate perceptions of reality that impress themselves upon our minds, and then we take them to be real, and we react to them instead of reacting to reality itself. And he's just saying you could just dismiss it like that. It's easy. You could just do whatever you want. And he says something similar in Book 8, Chapter 47. If any external thing causes you distress, it is not the thing itself that troubles you, but your own judgment about it. And this you have the power to eliminate now. Now, so when I read this, I associated to Moshe Rabbeinu's similar statement in Devarim Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, in Deuteronomy 10:12, where he says, V'ata Yisrael ma Adoshem Elokecha Shoel mi imach, and now Israel, what does Hashem your God ask of you? Ki im l'yira es Hashem Elokecha, only to fear God, to fear Hashem Elokecha your God, and then he elaborates on what that entails. L'leches b'chol derachav, to walk in all of His ways, u'la'ava also, and to love Him. V'la'avo des Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, and to serve Hashem your God with all your heart and all your soul. Lishmor etz mitzvot Hashem ve'eschuko sav asher anochi mitzavcha hayom l'tov lach, to keep the mitzvot of Hashem and His decrees which I command you today for your benefit. So Moshe's like, yeah, what the only thing God asks of you is just fear Him, follow all of His ways, love Him, serve Him, and do all of His mitzvos. So Chazal pick up on this in the Gemara Brachos, Daf Lam Gimel Amud Beis, in 33b. Atu Yerushmai Milsa Zudrusahi, is fear of heaven a small thing? Okay, and Chazal answer, in Lagabi Moshe. For Moshe, it was a milsa zitrasahi, it was a small thing. Damar Rabbi Chanina, for Rabbi Chanina said, Mashal Adam Shemavakshim Mimenu Kli Gadol Vieshlo, Dome Elav Kli Katan. Katan, the Ainlo, Dome Elav Kli Gadol. This could be compared to a guy who has a big object or an important tool. I don't know how you want to translate Kli Gadol. So, sorry, this could be compared to asking somebody for a big or an important tool, and he has it, so then in his eyes it's like a small thing. But if you ask him for a small tool or unimportant tool and he doesn't have it, then it's in his eyes like a big thing. In other words, relative to Moshe, fear of Hashem was a small thing, and that's why he speaks about it as though it's an easy thing. But for people like us who don't have it, then it's not a small thing. Now, obviously, that's subject to many questions, as the Ron points out in one of his drushos. I think it's the 10th drusha, and Tor Tamima also points it out. Like, what do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't realize the audience he's speaking to? That's a bit of an insult. But anyway, that's what I associated to, where we're taking something which is a foundation of human perfection, which is very, takes a lot of work to cultivate. And it's just being portrayed as just the small, easy thing, okay? So the question is, like, again, Marcus Aurelius was not writing this for publication. He was writing this for himself. So you have to wonder, I mean, was this really so easy for him? I think the answer is no, because if it were so easy for him, then what do we make of all the rest of the meditations where he's clearly struggling with these things in the vast majority of them? He has to talk to himself in many times. I mean, even at the beginning of this chapter, when he's talking about how to get out of bed in the morning when it's cold out and you want to stay under your covers, and he has to, like, talk himself out of it, out of bed. So if it were so easy, then he would just be able to do it and he wouldn't need to write about this. So the question is not, was it really this easy? The question is, why does he talk about it as though it's this easy? Okay. And I think that is the answer. Okay. And this is kind of, it's almost like a, a paradoxical in a Zen style, a paradoxical truth where if you view it as easy, that will make it easier. Meaning the way that the proverb is formulated, the way that this teaching is formulated itself makes it effective. Okay, what do I mean? So it reminded me of the Tara Brach's statement quoting Joseph Goldstein. So she says this a lot in her lectures, but I'm quoting this from her book, Trusting the Gold, page 43. So Joseph Goldstein, who was, I think, another meditation teacher, says, every time I think there's a problem, I decide there isn't one. And Tara Brach explains, I found that simple guideline to be helpful in so many situations. When we label some situation as a problem, we easily get caught inside our small self. The mind tightens and we see things only from one perspective. But when we can let go of that negative frame, we can begin to unwind our stories and conclusions and start seeing a situation with a fresh perspective. So I think the answer is like this, is it really so difficult? Is it really so easy to eliminate the impressions that take hold of our mind and just immediately get into a state of perfect calm, like Marcus Aurelius says? No, it's not easy. But once we realize that it is within our power to do so, and once we realize that it can be easy, that our feelings are just feelings and our thoughts are just thoughts, they aren't synonymous with reality and we don't have to be a slave to them. Once we realize that, that realization itself makes it easier to separate yourself from them and to do like Epictetus says on multiple occasions, you know, to ask that impression to pause and to, so you can hold it at arm's length and say, oh, you are an impression. I mean, I quoted this a few episodes ago. He says in Discourses 2:18, in the first place, do not allow yourself to be carried away by the intensity of your impression, but say, impression, wait for me a little. Let me see what you are and what you represent. Let me test you. Then afterwards, do not allow it to draw you on by picturing what may come next. For if you do, it will lead you wherever it pleases. But rather, you should introduce some fair and noble impression to replace it and banish the base and sordid one. In other words, talking about your emotions and impressions and feelings and thoughts as things that are separate from you and that are not in reality itself can help you to gain this mastery over them. And you can then implement the techniques that the Stoics talk about with greater ease. Like again, Marcus Aurelius in Meditations 4:7 says, get rid of the judgment and you are rid of the I am hurt. Get rid of the I am hurt and you are rid of the hurt itself. He talks about it as though it's easy, but it's all based on that first step of recognizing that my thoughts are just thoughts, my feelings are just feelings, they aren't reality. And I can then, once I realize that, then I can determine how I relate to the thoughts and the feelings. Or again, Epictetus in Enchiridion, the handbook, chapter 5, it is not circumstances themselves that trouble people, but their judgments about those circumstances. Therefore, whenever we are hindered or troubled or distressed, let us never blame others, but ourselves. That is our own judgments. So the first step has to be recognizing that this, it can be this easy when we make that separation between the impressions and reality itself. And once we realize that the impressions are not reality, then we can begin to replace them or eliminate them or ignore them or moderate them or whatever we want to do. So I think that just to sum up the answer to the question, is it really that easy? The answer is no, but by thinking about it as easy, you can actually make it that easy. And if you thought about it as hard, that's just giving the impressions more power. Okay, that is it for today's episode. If you have gained from what you have learned here, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Oh, before I go through this, I keep on forgetting to do this. Again, please, if you have questions on Stoicism and Judaism, please send them to me. I really want to get back into this Q&A thing if people have questions. And, you know, I'll quote Rabbi Moskowitz whenever he would do a Q&A in high school and none of the students would have questions. He'd say, what, nothing bothers you about Judaism? So I would say similarly to you, you know, this podcast really is about life. So really, nothing bothers you about life? I mean, like you just have no questions. Surely you must have questions. And if you have them, I want to try to answer them, not just for you. I'm doing this for my own sake, is that questions prompt a different type of investigation on my part as a teacher than my own explorations do. So I really want questions. I feel like this will really help our learning. Okay, anyway. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle and PayPal are mattschneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor a day's or a week's worth of content, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.